Today, our guest is Matt Wells, interim CEO for One Region. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Lori. It's great to join you here.
Great. We're happy to have you. Matt, tell our listeners a little bit about One Region and what it does.
Yeah, so One Region is fundamentally focused on improving the quality of life and the quality of place for the three-county region of Northwest Indiana, that being Lake, Porter, and LaPorte. The organization is really dedicated to advancing collaboration, you know, multi-jurisdictional collaboration, particularly between public and private sector entities, really to focus on improving, increasing, I should say, the median household income and increasing population in that area in a way that's sustainable and promotes greater equity and prosperity for all of our communities here in Northwest Indiana.
Sure. Well, I think that's something we can all get behind. Well, we've been hearing a lot about transit-oriented developments, or TODs, and planning in Northwest Indiana. Can you explain that concept of transit-oriented developments?
Right. There's been obviously a lot of news recently, you know, about the moving forward of the double track corridor along the South Shoreline and the West Lake Corridor extension, you know, which is really seismic for the region for a lot of reasons. The priority to develop around those tracks has been one that's been identified by One Region and a whole host of other organizations as being very catalytic for the future of Northwest Indiana. And if any of the listeners today, you know, heard our virtual guest speaker back in November for One Region, you know, a lot of discussion centered around, you know, creating prosperity around nodes along transit corridors. So with greater connectivity comes greater opportunity for individuals, you know, to live and commute, say, into Chicago, to have, you know, easier access between, you know, the third largest market, you know, in the
Sure.
U.S. And in our part of the country that's, you know, right next door. And so, so One Region and our partner organization, the Regional Opportunities Council, have identified transit-oriented development as a means to maximize the opportunities along the double track and the Westlake Corridor to revitalize downtowns through, you know, supporting amenities around these train stations, both residential, commercial, retail, really creating, you know, a viable portfolio of development around these transit nodes. So that may be a little bit long-winded, but hopefully that kind of gets at the heart of what you're asking.
Well, I think you compartmentalized well a very broad concept, actually, Matt. So I know you and I talked about this a couple times recently, and, you know, we know that transit in and of itself helps reduce tailpipe emissions and improve air quality, but are there other environmental benefits to transit-oriented developments?
Most definitely. In fact, the other priority that we have specifically identified through One Region is the completion of the Marquette Greenway Trail, which, in addition to public transit, which of course you know, helps us to break away from as much dependence on you know, commuter automobiles, and is certainly more environmentally friendly. You know, transit comes in all kinds of other forms as well, and you know, the Greenway, as another form of transit-oriented development, would eventually connect basically downtown Chicago all the way through Michigan City along the Marquette Trail. There's, you know, about 200,000 people that live within about a mile and a half of the Marquette Trail, which, you know, if you look at some examples in other cities that have done this well, it creates a lot more incentive for people to walk and to bike. Again, you know, reducing the amount of dependence on, you know, having to get in your car to go, you know, a couple miles down the road to a restaurant or to a, you know, the farmer's market or, you know, wherever you're headed. And so, you know, the more that we can build out, you know, those amenities along those corridors, both, you know, from a public transit angle as well as kind of outdoor recreation, walking and biking trails, you know, the overall cumulative economic and environmental impact are pretty substantial.
Sure. Well, Matt, how do you envision Northwest Indiana's potential for economic and environmental progress in the post-COVID era?
That's a great question. Boy, that's, I think, on everybody's mind in some fashion. You know, I've seen a lot of momentum in the last several months. What, you know, while this has been just an unbelievably catastrophic, traumatic event that has shaped all of our lives over the past year, there are also, I think, some things that are starting to gain some traction and momentum, and then have focused policymakers, business leaders, mm-hmm. community members, everybody in our society around what do we do to build back in a way that is, fundamentally more sustainable, that, helps to build our resilience and, prepare for other potentialities down the line. And, sure. and I really see a vision emerging for Northwest Indiana specifically that is focused on creating a viable entrepreneurship ecosystem. Mm. We've had a tremendous benefit from a couple of industries for many, many decades, but the number of jobs that are produced in some of those industries has been declining since the 70s. And sure. So I think the vision going forward for us is to find a way to capitalize on that connectivity focus, both from a transit and from a broadband perspective, to create the structural conditions that make this region more conducive for investments in tech and advanced manufacturing and cybersecurity, sort of the harder side of tech, I guess. Sure. Maybe not creating the next Snap or Instagram platform, but but we're a region that knows how to make things and make mm-hmm. them very well, and have for 100 plus years. As we move in further into this 21st century, I think the opportunity is for us to kind of reinvent a part of who we are as making the tech that, helps some of these critical industries run. And that's exciting. I mean, that's the kind of thing that helps to attract knowledge workers and increase median household income and have all of these ripple effects that, we're striving for. So, we might be in the middle of an effort to convert the Rust Belt into the Tech Belt.
I love that. I think that makes total sense. And I can't imagine anybody who wouldn't be behind that kind of a shift. Matt, how can listeners learn more about One Region as we wrap up here?
I would encourage anybody that is curious to learn more about our mission or how to get involved through the Regional Opportunities Council, contact me directly. My email address is mwells at oneregionnwi.org. There's also lots of information on our website at oneregionnwi.org. But we're still actively recruiting members to the Regional Opportunities Council, which right now is comprised of about three dozen private sector entities, CEOs of some of our banks and hospitals and manufacturers and nonprofits. So it's a wonderful group that's, organized around being a kind of civic action private sector coalition to support the kind of investment and development that serves the aims, as we've discussed already today, around improving quality of place and quality of life.
Great. Well, thank you again, Matt. And that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Matt Wells, Interim CEO for One Region. Green Fleet Radio airs three times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Lori Cagle, filling in for your host, Carl Lissick. Thank you for joining us, and as Carl says, remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.